in everything that I'm reading, I keep running into what I believe is some degree of confusion about the difference between generative AI, ChatGPT in particular, and conventional search as we've always understood it, whether it's Google or Bing or any other search engine. Maybe just to ground us, what do you think the difference is, especially if you're at a company? What does it mean to you?
First, I think the whole generative AI framing is wrong, and it's just AI. Like, you know, it was trained in this generative way, but that's not what most people find the most value from it for. The thing that is valuable is by learning the process of predicting the next word, by having the ability to generate that, it becomes good at all these other downstream tasks. The way that people are using things like ChatGPT is much more like an actual conversation. It's the chatbot dream from 5 or 7 years ago, but it's really finally working. Search is a part of that, but it is, I think, the least interesting part. If you look at what's starting to happen with our plugins ecosystem, where rather than go do a bunch of searches, like let's say you want to plan a trip, just to pick an example, you start saying like, what are good trips this time of year, this kind of budget, it says this, you say, great, can you make an itinerary? You book it, it, you know, goes off and books it on Expedia, Airbnb, puts it all together for you. That's sort of the kind of experience we're building towards. And I think very different than how you come at a search for the most part.
Well, so much has been written about the social implications of this. I think for today's short conversation, I'd like us to focus on what it means for people running a business. How should they view the rise of ChatGPT, and what will it mean for the way they work? And I'll ask you that this first, Sam, and then I'll go to Aaron and see what he's hearing.
The curve of the technology improvement is super steep, but it is starting from a low place. And so picking application areas today where you can tolerate the problems with this kind of AI, the biggest of which are the imprecision and the occasional hallucinations, get better and better over time. Inaccuracy.
Tell everybody what you mean by hallucinations.
Oh, just where the model will sort of say like, you know, as according to this research paper at this URL, and both the paper and the URL are totally fake. It's a deeper problem than it sounds like, but we're making good progress. In any case, starting with areas of use where what you want is sort of creativity and a little bit of randomness, rather than where you need to be guaranteed super high degrees of precision all the time. That's what I would try to do right now. But we have this chart internally where we track hallucinations every week, and it's getting better every week. So I don't think that'll be true a year or 2 years from now, but it is mostly the case today.
Aaron, maybe you can tell us, because you've been talking to CEOs and CIOs, how sophisticated is the understanding of AI, generative AI, and how do you see people using it? And what are their biggest concerns?
You know, my first recommendation would be you sort of need to hit reset on your sort of views of AI and what's possible with it. I think to Sam's point, probably initially, so much of the value is on more of these kind of qualitative, subjective, creative type tasks. Like, you know, you go to ChatGPT and you're like, I want an agenda for a meeting, or I need to write a memo, I need some help with style. Like, those are some of the canonical use cases today. But what you're going to start to see, and this is where in the early phases of this, is not using technology like ChatGPT in the direct way that we think about it as a consumer of asking ChatGPT a question and then getting an answer. We will do that with plugins, but actually the underlying technology at the API level from OpenAI is going to be extremely powerful, because you're going to use the language model as a reasoning engine for understanding other data,